Roberto and the sad one raced for the oak tree. When they were almost there, they heard a scuffling noise and pounding feet. It was Adelaide.
"Come back," she shouted.
Roberto looked for his yellow shoelace. Adelaide was almost upon them now. Roberto found the shoelace and quickly untied it so the giant girl wouldn't know which tree he had gone down. Then he slung the dog over his shoulder and started to climb down the tree as fast as he could. Above him, he could hear Adelaide still shouting, "Where are you? Come back!" Roberto knew he was safe. Adelaide couldn't follow him if she didn't know which tree led to his world. When they reached the ground, he ran to his house. "There you are," said his mother. "You're just in time for lunch." Roberto was puzzled. Then he realized that although he had spent 3 days and 3 nights in the giant world, it had only been one morning in his world. Roberto introduced the sad one to his mother. She said he could keep the dog if it didn't already have an owner. "Hooray!" yelled Roberto and the mice. To celebrate, the mice took a long ride on the dog's back. The dog lived with Roberto from that day forward, and Rusty, never to be known as the sad one again, was always happy to give the mice rides on his back.